Linda Ronstadt here on 103.9 WSOS, streaming online at saintaugustineradio.com and also pontevedraradio.com and via the Odyssey app and the TuneIn app, where you can listen to us if you're heading out on a summer vacation. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, along with thousands of other podcasts and other stations as well. Just download the Odyssey app or the TuneIn app on your phone. Karen is here with me live in studio. It's going to be a hot day today, our last day where we'll be at 90 degrees. We'll actually cool off a little bit after this rain leaves us by tomorrow morning, with highs only in the mid-80s for the rest of the week.
Lovely.
A cooling trend,
okay,
if you will, right? Blake Oliver has stopped by, and he is a financial advisor. Blake, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing well.
Yeah. When your neighbors and others say, hey, what do you do, Blake? How do you describe it?
That's a great question. I get asked that quite a bit. So I'm an independent financial advisor, fiduciary financial advisor, which means I carry a Series 65 license. Mm-hmm. And we help clients navigate retirement planning, even do events like Karen came out and helped us here a couple weeks ago. We did a psychology of retirement film over on Epic Theater here in St. Augustine. Mm. And so a lot of it is client education and just helping them navigate their retirement path.
And if I understand correctly, too, by being a fiduciary, it means, you know, you're not working for a set company. You're not selling, mutual funds for a particular company, right?
That, yeah.
In other words, your job is to look out over the financial services products landscape and figure out what's best for each individual based on their situation.
That's exactly right. Well, look at you, Kevin. You know your stuff.
I'm
here.
I'm interviewing for a job with you. In case this radio gig doesn't work out.
You're off to a great start.
Right,
I really. No, that's exactly right. I don't like to be disparaging to other firms and things, but typically that is exactly what we see. So many times you'll go in there and you'll start seeing their mutual funds. You'll see what they're in there. So not only are you paying an advisory fee, you're also paying all these mutual fund fees. And that's because a lot of times larger firms get kickbacks, and you can go in there and see their disclosures, and they'll get paid to sell you those specific products. So you kind of fit into a box.
Yeah. And what's troubling about that, I would think, over the last year or so is, you know, the stock market's had a really good run. I mean, it's done really,
yeah,
really well.
Yeah.
And not to say that a monkey and a banana couldn't get 10%, but a monkey and a banana could probably get 10% returns. And so you could get sort of almost fooled into some products that don't really represent a bunch of skill and expertise, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. When the market continually returns 25% for the last 3 years,
yeah,
I mean, how long can that last? But you're exactly right. A lot of us can build good portfolios. You don't have to be a rocket scientist when things are just on an upward trajectory to make
right.
a lot of money. And
right.
people do get lulled into this sense that it's just going to continue to happen, that these same funds are going to continue to produce, when the reality is, you know, a handful of companies are holding the whole market up.
Right. And what's important is to work with someone like Blake Oliver when we have the inevitable correction. And we're not trying to be doomsayers here. It's just that's the way the market works, right?
Yeah, we like to be optimists.
And then it corrects, right?
That's right.
But how do you, you know, how one gets guided through the correction time period, especially when you're looking at retirement or you're in retirement, is critical.
It's super critical. And that's why, you know, we had Karen out to the film, and why we do that film, The Psychology of Retirement. We're going to be doing another one July 14th. But I use the analogy, you know, a lot of us in through retirement or getting into retirement, you're climbing a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of the accidents don't happen at the top of the mountain. They happen on the way back down. And so
Wow. Really
what I am is a guide. We're
yeah.
here to guide you back down through everything.
Yeah, I would think that's I'm in my early 60s. So when you look at retirement, the fear comes in, I think, when you're no longer making money.
Right.
So you're relying on that pot of money, right, and how best to manage it. So I can imagine a lot of our listeners, you know, who may be 75 years old, they haven't worked in a few years, and yeah, they've enjoyed a pretty good market. But we all know, because you've been around for 75 years, that it's not going to continue, right?
Right. Yeah.
So how do you manage the next 5 years? So how do you go about approaching that with somebody? Because to me, it's all about trying to gauge their level of risk, right? And then
yeah.
matching up your skills with that.
That's right. It's a hard mindset switch. You know, I sit down with clients all the time. It's hard to go from accumulation to having your money probably positioned pretty aggressively in markets mm-hmm. that have been like this. And you know, you just see that compounding interest. Compounding interest is amazing, and you just see it keep going. But then when we go into retirement, we're about to get there. We've had these 401ks. Maybe you've just stuck them in target date funds or those things. We have to go now to disbursement, and we have to start thinking, okay, now, do we need to make the most amount of returns that we possibly can? Or can we be a little bit safer and make good decisions so that that sequence of returns? And that's something we talk about quite a bit, is just a few bad years early retirement can greatly affect how that is. And if the market continues to go up, well, you know, a lot of plans can work.
Right.
But if that doesn't happen, we just want to make sure we're prepared to use that disbursement wisely.
That's Blake Oliver. If you're just hopping in your vehicle, he's with us here live on the air. We'll get back to the music here in just a moment. If you'd like to connect with him, really the easiest way to do that is he has a super easy to remember website, right, Karen?
He does.
Yeah, wealthbyoliver.com, right?
That's right.
Yeah, wealthbyoliver.com. If you have any questions, you should give him a call. A lot of you, I think, too, well, not a call, but go online. A lot of you, I would think, too, feel perhaps, ignored by your financial advisor. I hear that from just a lot of friends and neighbors,
right.
You know, that they either have to try to call the person if the market slips, or they're nervous about their positioning, or they just haven't heard, or the person they were working with that left 6 months ago. You know,
right.
It actually amazes me the amount of money that is on the line and the lack of love and attention people get out there, right?
You're right. Well, we see so much of that as, you know, as bigger and bigger companies keep buying out smaller and smaller
right.
firms. You just see, I have that clients coming to me all the time, and they've been passed through three or four to five different advisors that they don't really have a relationship with. And companies bank on that. You know, they feel when they get to a certain size that it's a number.
Right.
And oftentimes, and that's why we try to do things a bit differently. I regularly send out market update videos, whether things are good or bad, mm-hmm. for education purposes, just so you know what's going on, that we're watching these things. And these are some key points to take a look at. You know, the oil crisis right now that we're going to be experiencing coming up, that's one of those things that, I send out to my clients to be prepared for. Mm-hmm. Even if ships start flowing now, you know, the Strait of Hormuz has been closed for the last several months, and we start to see those ripple effects throughout the world economy. And those are things that your advisor should be talking to you about.
Yeah, yeah. Not all of us are like Karen with gazillions of dollars all invested in Bitcoin.
Very funny. Very funny. Yeah. So, Blake, how do we find you? How do we get to you?
Yeah, so wealthbyoliver.com is a great spot to do that. We're also going to be doing our movie again July 14th here at Epic. We got to nail down that date, but I believe it's going to be July 14th. So that's going to be called The Psychology of Retirement. That has Morgan Housel on there that wrote The Psychology of Money. And then we do some pretty cool giveaways with that as well.
Yes, right. And I think it's a great experience. Everyone should go and participate, because you're going to learn something. You're going to be shocked by some of the things that you learn. And Blake can offer a guidance to you.
Yeah. Is there popcorn?
There is popcorn.
Oh. Free popcorn and drinks.
That's right. Everyone Blake, gets a large drink and a popcorn.
Blake will learn. Our listeners love snacks.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love
snacks? Doesn't
a good
take
snack.
A lot to get them to go somewhere. Yeah. But if you give them free snacks.
Yeah. And you sit back in those fancy chairs and you watch a nice movie and you learn something.
Yeah. An evening out in the theater is not bad anymore. Yeah. It seems like people are starting to return to them.
They are.
Hey, when we come back, Blake is going to tell us exactly how much money down to the penny we should have in the bank in order to retire. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. He's going to figure that out in just a second.
That's right.
We'll be back. It's going to be a lot of fun having Blake Oliver stop by and help us play the music, because we have money-themed music.
Money, money, money.
Oh, yeah. The OJs.
Only the good stuff.
Yeah, money. The OJs, for the love of money. And we have we got more where that came from.
Oh, yeah.
Blake Oliver, wealthbyoliver.com. That's wealthbyoliver.com. Important to note, too, that Blake is here with us. He lives here in our community. And I think that's a value, too. I mean, I know some folks hold on to their financial advisors when they were living in New Jersey or Ohio or wherever, and that's fine if that's the relationship that you're comfortable with. But I can see some real value in working with somebody like you that's, you know, that we may see at the Publix deli counter.
That's right. Yeah, it's nice being part of the community. It's why we do the events in the community. And it feels more comfortable to have you come to my office to sit down in person. And you know, clients are free to come talk to me as often as they like. A lot of times, you know, they'll hear from your advisors maybe once a year during your annual review. We send out regular videos to our clients to educate them on what's going on. And also, they're free to meet and call either Zoom or in person, which I prefer to do as well. So it's nice being in the community and having clients here in St. Augustine.
What are some of the concerns, Blake Oliver, that you're hearing from your clients these days? I mean, you know, watched the market yesterday, S&P another record, you know,
right.
The stock market's in constant record territory, doing amazingly well considering that we're in a war, we have inflation and all these
right.
other problems. What are they calling and saying? Are they saying, is this ever going to end? Is there any trepidation, any nervousness out there? Or are people saying, hey, you know, I need to sell my, you know, my baseball card collection and put it into the stock market?
Right. I think that's a great question. I think there's a real discrepancy between the all-time highs we're seeing in the market that seems like it's almost hitting every week
right.
to what the people are actually feeling in the economy.
Right.
And so because inflation, you know, we have inflation numbers that look pretty low, but they're actually, they feel significantly higher. There's a lot of metrics that show true inflation is actually much higher than what we're being told it is.
Right.
And so there's a real discrepancy. You know, people want to continue to earn a lot in the market, but also have a real trepidation that things are going to reset and reverse. The reality is for things to continue on, the market has to go up over time. Mm-hmm. But when we get into retirement, when we have 401ks or we're thinking about what to do with them, we can't just leave them where they're at. That's one of the biggest problems is we don't have a lot of control over where things are invested. And if you just let it run, well, then you're going to be subject to what happens when things just run. We really need to have a good plan laid out in front of them to decide, hey, where do we use these funds? How do we become efficient with taxation? Because so much of this of our wealth is tied up in our 401ks, our IRAs. We have to be really smart about how we take disbursements from them so that we are not paying way more in tax, that our kids aren't paying more in tax. There's a lot of really good strategies that we can come up to make sure that we're paying the least amount of tax to be the most tax efficient in all of our portfolios.
That's Blake Oliver. You can connect with him by going to wealthbyoliver.com. That's wealthbyoliver.com, but he's based right here in our part of Northeast Florida. Questions like, you know, should I convert to a Roth IRA, for example?
Right.
You know, people will be at a barbecue or a cookout and they'll say, well, I just converted to a Roth IRA. And when you're standing and talking to people like that, you want to go, oh, yeah, I can understand that. Because you don't want to look like an idiot.
Right.
But you really don't know what they're talking about.
No.
But you do.
Yeah. I do. It's nice to be that, you know, I've been an educator most of my life. I enjoy educating people on this. And that's why when anyone comes and sits down with us, the main thing that we're going to try to do is get to know you. And see what we can help you understand about your own finances. Finance is infinitely complex. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I still learn new things mm-hmm. every day about what's going on because so many of the tools, while they can be valuable, are really, really complex. And common sense doesn't apply to a lot of the different financial tools that we see. And so I think it's been made complex to keep people dependent on advisors. And really, I don't want anyone to have to be dependent on me for all of their information. I want them to work with us because they understand what's going on. So whether they decide they come in for a review, you know, they're not sure if they're actually as aggressive as they're being told they are. They want to know if their plan looks good. That's what we like to have them come in and do. And we can really help them out, just get that stuff sorted and educate them on all of their financial tools that they have in front of them.
Yeah, that's Blake Oliver. He's live with us today. You know, it strikes me that if we're going to have a back surgery, right, which we know can have all kinds of issues, or we're dealing with a cancer diagnosis, you know, we're going to pretty naturally probably go get a second opinion, right?
Right.
And granted, health is certainly more important than money, but money's pretty darn important. So if you've got your retirement portfolio and, you know, maybe you've been talking to the same person or the same company, probably not the same person for years, why wouldn't you go get a second opinion?
Yeah.
You know, have somebody else take a look at just how you're positioned and give you, I would argue, not to, you know, give away your services for nothing, but probably a no charge consultation.
That's right. It is no charge. And because
that's good.
Yeah, it's absolutely no charge. It's because I enjoy teaching people about it. If they choose right. to work with me after that, that's great. But you really can't get a second opinion from the person that gave you the first one.
Right. There you go.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's actually, you know, it's actually more, it's a $5,000 value. But if you say you heard it on WSOS,
he'll give it to you for free.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry, Karen. Go
ahead. So explain how you're different from your competitors then.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Why do they suck?
Yeah. Oh, stop. Kevin. Can't trust him.
Well, I don't like to be disparaging to them.
Generally.
Yeah. We really try not to be disparaging. You know, a lot of us can build good portfolios. But really, it's the attention to detail and the fact that we try to be, you know, we use a lot of the same tools. We have the resources of very large companies. So I have a big team behind me. We have all of the same tools. But the main thing that we try to be a boutique brand to really be hands-on and white glove service to all of our clients. So many times, you know, the thing that frustrated me when I started this company, when you call into other companies and you have to go through 13 prompts to get to a human being.
Oh boy.
It drives me up a wall.
Yes. Ugh, hate
and,
that.
And while I see, you know, running a business, how that can be easy and efficient on my side, I hate doing it. So I'll never have my clients do it. So while we use a lot of advanced tools, you will never call my company or get an automated response ever. We want everyone to be able to call and talk to a person and really have more of a hands-on experience. I don't want you to walk out of any meeting with me. We do a second review and you say, wow, he really knows his stuff, but you don't feel like you know anything more. Mm-hmm. We want you to come in here and really feel empowered to understand your finances a lot better.
Mm-hmm. That's Blake Oliver. Once again, you can connect with him by going to the website wealthbyoliver.com. That's wealthbyoliver.com. I would imagine a lot of our listeners driving around listening to us, or maybe they're at work listening, they're like, you know, I see online or I see in the news that the stock market keeps breaking all these records,
right,
but I'm not really doing all that great.
Right.
And part of the reason may be that, yes, the market continues to do well overall, at least measured by the Dow or the S&P, but that's probably only 10 or 12 stocks, right? So you could be amazingly, not amazingly, but for whatever reason, so diversified that you're actually missing out on what's been going on over the last several months, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and sometimes in vehicles, because with a lot of firms, you're put into a category and a box and things are not tailored to you. One thing we saw yesterday analyzing a portfolio is a client, you know, has these municipal bond funds, which are tax-free. Sounds awesome, but they're in her IRA. So she's accepting a lower yield from what she would normally go get for a tax benefit that does not apply in the account that it's actually in. Right. And so those are just simple things that when we look at, we can say, hey, you know, this doesn't make any sense at all. It sounds nice when you're explained it, and it can, if you don't understand the underpinning of it, then it looks good, but the reality of it can be quite different. And so, you know, that's the why we do the different reviews, is to just come in and try to understand the differences between a lot of those things.
Blake, do you ever get into issues like, hey, I'm 60, 61, I don't know if I should take Social Security at 62, 65, 67, or like Karen at 80? I mean, what are you thinking about? I mean, do people come to you with that? Do you answer those questions?
They do. Yeah, that's a major point of the movie that we put on, is figuring out when it's going to be the best to pull Social Security.
Right.
It can be a difficult conversation to have. It can be difficult to judge, but that is what the planning that we do is to help walk you through. We'll even jump on the phone with Social Security with you to help you walk through anything. That's just part of the service we like to offer, because this stuff is so complicated. If you don't do this every day, it's really difficult to understand what's going on and what decisions to make. You can feel absolutely helpless, and I don't want anyone to feel helpless in this.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key issues. That's one of the key questions as you head into retirement, is when I should take Social Security.
Right.
The other one is, what's the magic number? How much money should I have in terms of net assets or net worth to retire?
Right.
Right. We'll get to that in a second. So often when I hear, you know, we layman, myself included, talking about when to take Social Security, we link it to, well, my dad died when he was 69. Well, that really has nothing to do with it. But
right.
Maybe it's just me, but every time I've ever had a conversation with somebody about what age they should take Social Security, it always goes to somebody dying.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with when you should take Social Security, in my opinion.
Yeah. But you can understand why they do that, because, you know, the longer we wait, the more we make. And so if your dad and mom live to 95, you might be inclined to wait till you're 70 to take Social Security. But that doesn't mean necessarily that is what your life trajectory is going to be.
Yeah.
And so that's why part of a good plan to lay out all the options, and it's not guesswork at that point. There's no guess of, hey, this is how much. We can actually show you, if you take it at 67, here's what your lifetime payout, if you wait to 68, and the discrepancy over those number of years that you expect to live can be. And so a lot of times we get so bogged down with thinking there's a right answer with this stuff. A lot of times a lot of life is in the gray. There's not always a right answer. One of my favorite economists, and I say this all the time, was Thomas Sowell, and he says, there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs. And so when we come in here, we try to just help you make the best trade-offs we can, but a real plan is what makes you feel comfortable making those decisions.
Well, you strike me as someone who's going to give us a lot of educated, thoughtful options, right? And then, you know, ultimately you have to make your own choices.
That's right. Yep, we're mountain guides. We'll help you make those decisions.
wealthbyoliver.com. That's wealthbyoliver.com. Blake Oliver, he's here with us locally in our part of Northeast Florida. We're going to play a song and come back with Blake, so stay tuned. Pink Floyd.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that song, what, Endless Loop at the lobby, you know, at Blake Oliver's office?
That's all we play.
Yeah. That's how we need to do that. We need to come up with a song list from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, because that's what we do here, of money theme songs, put it on an endless loop so that Blake can play it in his lobby.
I like it. It's funny you say that. We actually, in my office, we have Fortune magazines that my wife and I found. On our honeymoon in Maine, we have them all framed from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, Fortune magazine headlines from the 50s are probably a riot.
They are awesome to take a look at what's going on in some of those.
That is great. Hey, Blake is here with us. He's a part of our community, and he's really into financial literacy and educating folks about all their financial options. A lot of our listeners, of course, are thinking about retirement, or they are in the middle of retirement, and that is a critical time to be considering, you know, how to handle your financial assets, right, Blake?
That's right. Yeah, it's a super critical time, because the right early retirement or right before, what the decisions you make, how the market returns, can greatly affect the rest of your retirement. Just a couple years can do it, can really change that. You know, I'll call my client, we'll call her Sue. Mm-hmm. We met over here in St. Augustine Beach, and her husband had passed away last year. You know, very nervous about what to do. He had done very well for the family. They, you know, saved a lot of money. They've invested well, but were conservative. But now all of a sudden she's handed all the funds, and she never made any of these decisions mm-hmm. in her life. So often, you know, I have a lot of widows that we speak to, and they just want help. And they don't need to be talked at. They're very intelligent. They know what to do, but they just haven't done this before. And so it's just really comforting when I had Sue come in and we can lay out a plan, make her feel very comfortable mm-hmm. and safe and secure. And that's really the main key with all of this. When we have a plan, I want you to leave and not concern yourself about money. I don't want you to be afraid of the money talk. And I want you to feel like you can call me anytime. And we can talk through these things. So that's what we did for her. And that's what we do for a lot of clients, especially when it's difficult to make decisions when you don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah. That's Blake Oliver, by the way. If you're just hopping in your vehicle, you can connect with him here locally by going to wealthbyoliver.com. That's wealthbyoliver.com. We'll give you a phone number, too, here before it's all said and done. I would think, too, a lot of folks are out there driving around and they're thinking, so do I have enough money,
right,
like, to retire? You know, I'm 61 or 58 or 64, and I'm in a job that, you know, I could take it or leave it, or I particularly don't want to do it, or I have a business I'm tired of doing.
Right.
Do you walk people through those issues? Because that's a huge life issue.
It's massive. So we hit on the Social Security. That's a major portion of that for a lot of people for income. But deciding what's the number that we finally have to walk away from can be quite difficult. And that's what we do, is we come in here in the first meeting, we sit down, we go to my office, we'll have a cup of coffee, and we just have a nice conversation about your life, your goals, your kids, your legacy plan. Do you want to leave funds to your kids, or do you want to spend your money? All of these are different decisions. Everyone doesn't just fit into a box and we get to put you in this because you're this age. And that's what a lot of times we see, and that's what people think it is. In fact, I've had, in the past, I've had friends go to advisors and say, we're all the same. We just put you in these same funds. And a lot of them operate that way. Mm. But really what we want to do is walk you through your whole plan, because what you need to retire is going to be different than what your friend needs to retire based on your goals, your priorities, and basically what you feel comfortable retiring with. You know, you might have $1 million in an IRA, but that money's never been taxed yet.
Right.
And what rate we're taxed at, those are all decisions that we make inside of this. So, you know, we want to be holistic in our financial approach, not just, I'm not just here picking stocks for us to do. It's hey, we inherited this. We want to sell the house. We have this much equity. It's all of those decisions into your finance. So that's why we love to have you come out. If you have a 401k or you just have questions, you just aren't sure what you don't know, because none of us don't know what we don't know.
Right.
That's what I'm here for, is to answer those questions.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all about education and, of course, giving second opinions, if you will, looking at what your current situation is. Nothing against your current financial advisor or however you're handling your retirement funds, but why not let Blake Oliver and his team take a look at where you stand? If nothing else, you know, he's just as likely to tell you, hey, everything's fine and, you know, stay the course, right?
Right. And that's the obligation when I chose to become a fiduciary financial advisor. That is the obligation. I'm going to show you where there's points of things I could change or what I might do differently, but I'm also going to show you where things are going well and what we want to do, and you want to continue on some of those courses. That does happen.
You ever get a call from like one of your customers says, hey, you know, my cousin Steve has a hot stock tip.
Steve, man, cousin Steve always has something nice to offer us.
A hot stock tip.
I love a hot stock tip.
You ever get those though?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody knows about this, Blake,
I was in the store the other day and a guy stopped me and started offering me stock tips.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, he had a whole list of things we need to invest in. Oh, and it sounds good and appealing, you know? Yeah. It's funny, a lot of those, like we talked about before, there's a handful of companies that have pulled it up, but that doesn't mean there's not other winners.
Right.
Another big thing that people are concerned with right now and wondering what's going to go on, especially when we see bond yields now north of 5%, right? U.S. government bonds, that's not typically historically a great sign.
Right.
And now people are also concerned about cryptocurrencies. What do we do with that? Do we need to set some aside for that? And for, you know, a lot of my clients, that's a whole new world that feels really, really scary.
Yeah.
And that's why we like to have those conversations, because it may feel really scary, but it is an inevitability that these things are going to be used.
Yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of us, I think, have friends and family who bought Bitcoin at 3,500 and
right
now it's sitting at whatever, 80 or 90 grand. And yep, you're like, well, I guess I missed that.
68,000 this morning.
Oh, 68?
Yeah, sliding now.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, it's like 68 this morning, then like 8 weeks ago, it's at 100. Then it's right back at, I mean, for a lot of people of a certain age, I don't think any age, it's way volatile.
Hyper volatility on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing markets swing based on tweets, text messages.
Yeah.
Anything that's said now, a lot of this doesn't have to do with underlying fundamentals, but has to do with emotion.
Yeah. Well, Blake can walk you through all of that and certainly take a careful look at, you know, your current financial situation. I want to point out, too, before we let him go, that you know, a lot of people say, well, that's great. Blake sounds super impressive, obviously knows his stuff, but I can't afford him. I'm not a gazillionaire. I don't get to use a financial advisor. What do you say to those folks?
Well, you know, a lot of people, I hear that a lot. A lot of companies do have limits on people that they'll talk to. You have to show them proof of so much assets. I don't believe in that, especially in St. Augustine. We're here to help the community. Anyone is free to come in and have a conversation with me or my team, and we'll talk to you. We'll walk you through any of the questions that you may have. There's no obligation whatsoever. It's purely education. We're not concerned about the number at the bottom line. We'll help everyone.
That's great, right, Karen?
Very nice.
Yeah, no, good resource. All right, so a couple of ways to get in touch with Blake. Give him time to get back to the office, but wealthbyoliver.com. That's wealthbyoliver.com. And then his phone number, which I guess is toll-free from anywhere, but
that's
you're
right,
local, 833-252-5317.
That's
right?
Correct, yep.
833-252-5317. And he has promised no AI chatbot.
Nope.
We'll answer
no
the
chat
phone.
Bots. There's not going to be any prompts. We're not going to have to go through 13 different verifications.
A live human being.
It's crazy this
wow,
day and
that's,
age, huh?
That's nuts. Blake, thank you for coming by. We learned a lot.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Thanks, Darren.